Welcome to Gear Vlogs, and my next guests are a couple from Florida, Ben and Jess. Welcome to the show, Ben and Jess.
All right. Hi. Thanks for having us on.
Good. Let me see. Can I get a little sound level check? So I think you're coming in a little low. Can you speak up a little bit?
Yeah, is that better? If I
right there. That's
closer,
yeah, that's perfect right there.
All
right,
good.
Yeah, just wanted to get the levels going. Perfect. Okay. My reason for contacting Ben and Jess was I came across an Instagram post from Team Lethal, and basically over here, these top posts that you see on Ben's page, and what caught my eye was your hood that you have on your car, Ben. From, I guess it was...
Yeah, that's catching a few people's eyes lately.
Yeah, which is, was it CMS tuning, I guess?
CMST.
CMST, yeah.
CMS tuning, correct, yeah.
And it turns out, I guess when I went to their website, I guess they're in Russia? Is what
I don't know. I contacted somebody that was in the U.S. when I bought it.
Okay, so everything was all U.S.-based.
Yeah, they have a local office here, and they shipped from the U.S. I mean, I literally had it within a few days of when I ordered it.
Oh, perfect, man. So it must have been obviously in stock. Yeah, because I'm actually on their website right now, and it looks like they're having a sale. Which option did you pick on I guess they had a couple of different options for the hood. Let's see, woven carbon fiber, forged carbon fiber, or FPR primered finish?
Mine was the standard carbon fiber. There was an upgrade, I think, for like $150 for, I think they call it bound. And at that time, I was actually planning to wrap most of the hood and just leave that clear part, of course, exposed. Mm-hmm. But it was such a pretty carbon fiber that, if you'll see on the pictures, I actually chose to keep the lines of the hood, of the body that go into the hood. So on the sides, it's wrapped.
Yep.
At, like the center part, it's got the exposed carbon fiber, and that worked out really well.
Yeah.
And so far, I'm pretty happy with this finish.
Yeah, definitely, because, definitely one of the things I wanted to do is eventually that for channel, shop, whatever you want to call it, project build, is I definitely want to find myself a S550 to do up. And one of the restyling cues I liked was your style of hood, but then now to find out that somebody made like a clear opening plexiglass or glass, tempered glass, visual.
Yes, tempered glass.
Tempered glass portion of it. Basically, I guess they mimicked what the ZR1 Corvettes did. So,
yeah. And obviously, that was the inspiration. And the CJ Pony Parts, I think they built this car for SEMA. That was on a tour, and they actually visited us up in Palm Beach. Jess and I run a big Mustang group called Things of South Florida. We got about 3,100 members.
Okay.
And so we organized a gathering when Bill Tumas came down, and I saw that car. And that was actually a one-off hood from what I understand, and I was in love with it. And when we saw that hood, Jess has actually found it on somebody posted it in another group. And then she sent it to me. She tagged me in it and then texted me because she knew I was looking to do something unique. And I was already in the process of buying it. It was like a 30-second decision.
Definitely. Yeah. It's like, it actually complements. And I guess what we can go next to on your modifications is you went with a Whipple supercharger, obviously.
Yeah. What's funny about that Whipple is, my car is originally magnetic gray, and it kind of had a murdered out look. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing that you consider blingy on the car. But when I ordered the Whipple, and you can choose them to powder coat it in whatever color you want, and they have all the factory colors. So I went with the race red. Just when you pop the hood, it would,
pop out.
And
more.
I did the valve covers to match. And so I'd already had that done. It was already in there. Then when I saw this hood, I'm like, oh my God, this couldn't be any more perfect. And this car has been on its latest trend of look, meant to be a little more of a showpiece. Jess and I are actually in the process of opening a shop within the next 2 months that's going to do tint and wraps and paint protection film, ceramic coat, all that good stuff. So I really wanted something to, you know, showcase what we can do. And this was actually one of the first products. We did this in conjunction with a good friend of ours that has another shop and is kind of consulting with us. And it was a really great first product, but it's really going to, the idea is for it to be a showcase for our business.
Yeah, definitely. And also congratulations on the new endeavors.
If I may, I'm going to give it a plug. It's called Tint House Customs. And the acronym of that is THC. And if you look on the pictures of my car, I have a race number that says 420.
Uh-huh.
Then it has the little Australian flag. That's where I'm from. And then it has the THC. Well, that's all meant to tie in with Tint House Customs. But we thought with the 420 might get some attention and some shares. So that's been the whole idea.
Definitely cool, man. That's definitely cool. Like the idea on that aspect. And, yeah, definitely after the conversation, you can get me all of your links and socials, and I'll put them in the show descriptions. So I have no problem.
Absolutely.
You know, the promoting and you guys. So which exactly...
Do you want me to talk about the build a bit?
Yeah, sure. But I'm looking at... I'm basically on, I guess, Lethal Performance's website, so I'm assuming you may have gotten your supercharger for them, maybe not, but which Whipple supercharger did you go with?
That's the Whipple Gen 5, the 3-liter, stage 2, which gives you the bigger throttle body and some other good stuff in the kit. I was actually purchased through Palm Beach Dyno and Whipple. It's kind of a sponsorship they gave us. Because they're actually going to be, you know, my wife and I did power adders at the same time. She ended up going with a Helion twin turbo bottom mount kit, and I went with the Whipple. So there's been some very interesting, you know, we've been doing husband versus wife stuff for a little while back when our cars were just bolt on and so forth.
Right.
And there's quite a few videos of us running each other. And so there's like a thread a day somewhere on some group page about which power adder should I get, you know,
right.
And it usually ends up with Whipple versus turbo is, I think, the two most popular, you know, although there's other good options out there.
Sure.
So it was a real tough decision which power adders we wanted to do. And then, so we both decided to do, you know, me, I like the instant hit. She likes the top end power. And, you know, I get to enjoy probably my Whipple for a little bit. And then she usually comes flying by me at the top. So, you know,
hey, you don't have to tell me about that.
Fun with that.
You don't have to tell me about that instant hit. This was like one of my last jobs as a technician was to the boss. As I'm pretty much like on my last day, the boss throws me the keys to a Mustang that we had just done a Whipple install. He says, "Here, I need you to do a shakedown run for me." I go, "What?" He goes,
right.
And it's like, okay, so we have like basically a little highway test track that we would use, and talk about a seat of the pants ride.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want, I can get into the power numbers a bit too.
Yeah, definitely. I guess the stats that I have here, I'm not sure if they've how up to date they are, but I guess you had it listed around 845 at the rear wheels and 643 torque.
Yeah, that's with the 3.5 pulley and E85. We did the Lethal Division X fuel system on both our cars.
Okay.
It's funny is that when we both did our builds, I thought I'd be fine with just doing the BAP and staying on 93. And, you know, I dynoed at 720 just on the base kit with the Palm Beach Dyno Tune. And I was like, oh, man, that's great. And I was like driving around. And then it just took one good friend of mine to pull on me. And that was it. So we immediately torn back down again and did the fuel systems, went E85. Jess went from her level one boost, which was like 7 pounds, to about 13 some change. So she's pushing out 875, 738. So, what's nice about her build is that she can switch between level one boost and level four boost at any time and literally on the fly. So her build is really user scalable. It's a nice setup.
Okay. Well, not to mix, you know, like, you know, a debate or whatever, but I just a curious question. Because in your neck of the woods, you have VMP in your neck in backyard, pretty much. Was there any reason not to choose to go with them, or was it just more of you got a better deal going with Whipple?
Just listen, you know, Ken Bionis from Palm Beach Dino.
Mm-hmm.
We relied so much on his advice on what's the best systems out there,
mm-hmm.
and he's, you know, and he listen, they're dynoing some of the fastest cars in the country, like literally every single day. You know, they got people shipping right. the cars from all over. And, you know, we rely on his advice. I mean, he's what we consider having a resource of such a great expert. And also at that time, you know, Jess was working very closely with him doing PR work. And so she had his ear literally every day.
Okay.
And his two favorite builds were definitely the Whipple and the Hellion, and for very good reason. So it's, you know, it's tried and true. You know, our tuner likes working with it, and that's pretty much all we needed to know.
Okay, that's definitely good to know because, well, you guys are on Instagram, and you see all of the Instagram Mustang YouTubers who have Mustangs, and you're seeing with it. And I hate to say it, but there's like a good majority of them, I think, are going with the VMP route, but, you know, versus Whipple. So
I don't know about that. I think I'd really like to see what those stats are. I mean, there's the VIP VMP 3.1 has got some buzz because it's new,
mm-hmm.
and you know, Stang Miller put one on and he got some really good drag numbers on that. I've heard good and bad things, you know, on drivability and people having to get the tunes revised and this, that, and the other. And so, you know, that didn't give me a great comfort level. The drivability of the Whipple is just unreal. I mean, below 3,000 RPM, you'd never know it was anything different than a stock Mustang. And it's just everything comes in great. So, you know, I'm again, very happy with my choice.
Okay. Devin, I'm actually scrolling through some of my personal picks of your car that I'm showing right now on the website. And I don't know if anyone has ever told you this, but with your latest wrap, I'm trying to find it. The good shot that it can express it really well. Let's see if I can get that. This is getting okay. But anyway, it's like, with the way the camo wrap on the, I guess, certain angles, it almost looks like you have a Shelby wide body kit on it. Has anyone ever told you that?
No, but I love to hear that because it was part of the, I got a very aggressive stance on the car. I run 19 by 11 wheels in the back that have 325 30s on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I run 305 30s on the front, mm-hmm. On a 10 inch wheel. And the offset of the wheels and all that, it just gives it that aggressive stance. And then the satin wrap, yeah, I think it just accentuates the body lines. And I'm just blown away how it came out.
Yeah, I think here I found the picture I'm going to pull up right now. And give me a second to, here we go. And here. Yeah, it's like looking, it's, I guess the shot that I did, it looks like it was underneath a bridge angled shot. From your Instagram.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's Jess. That's Jess with an iPhone, with the one we have, 11 Pro, and minor editing, like literally she did it with her fingertips in front of me in like 2 seconds. And that shot came out like a professional. It's incredible, but she's got a really good eye for that stuff.
Well, yeah, definitely. Congrats. And also, I hear it was a belated, birthday wishes to Jess.
Thank you.
Yeah, we had a blast. We chose some of our closest car friends and went out to a Brazilian steakhouse and got overloaded. It was an incredible night. And Jess got some good goodies for her birthday. She got a Steeda K member, the lightweight road race one going on there.
Oh yeah.
We'll be talking about that a little bit when we get around to her section of the show and tell. Yeah.
Okay, I'm jumping ahead. But I had one of my buddies from Steeda with us last night, so I wanted to give him a shout.
Okay, don't worry. Trust me, we got plenty of room to share.
okay.
What question on what lethal performance long tube headers did you go with? 1 3/4, 1 7/8?
I have 1 7/8. Those are actually the LTH brand. Yeah. They used to be on Jess's car, and then and I had some smaller headers on mine. So we took advantage, since hers had to come off anyway with the turbo install.
Mm-hmm.
So I had them jet hot coated and put on my car, and yeah, they're awesome headers. I also ran the full LTH 2.75, I think it is, exhaust, the Scorpion kit.
Okay.
All the way out the back, and I'm convinced getting rid of the factory system and putting those definitely helped in my power numbers, because my numbers are really strong for a Gen 2 build, and I'm couldn't be happy with the system. The sound is just inside the car; it's literally quiet. You just get it like kind of a deep sound. It's not obnoxious anymore. It's just it's absolutely perfect.
Perfect. So let me see. I got some of your like lists. I'm not sure how current it is. Some of your sponsors or the vendors that you use. So you got Team Lethal, Tent House Customs, which is I guess you guys.
Yep.
Whipple Superchargers, United yep. Performance Florida, which I guess is who did I guess some of your installs and repair go tos, or is it Palm
yeah,
Beach?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
In Palm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Palm Beach Dyno. Let's see.
And
McLeod Racing for the clutch, I'm assuming.
McLeod,
yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Let's see. Tit World Carbon or
Tit World Boca, they've helped us a lot of stuff and with the wrap all that, since we're not pretty much geared up yet. So So he's Mike Rogers over there has been a great help.
Okay. Definitely, we'll definitely have links to their socials, everything in the show notes. So both yours and just everybody's.
Yeah, I forget Steeda. We both have a lot of Steeda suspension items.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if they were in the tags that you're reading there.
Yeah, I just didn't get around to it.
Okay.
And the last one I think it was Foster's Mods.
Yeah, Foster SC Mods, and I don't know if you've seen them, which videos you have, but you'll hear some really nice whining on the inside of my car, and that's the Foster SC Mod. They actually make a sound tube that goes from the intake to the cockpit, and it makes it sound like a 0304 Cobra, you know, Terminator sound, so it's a nice mod. I really like it.
Okay, definitely. I may have to do a little more research on that one. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Never knew that somebody made something like that.
The Whipple's not that loud, the whine. So, you know, I'm paying that money and I'm going to have a, you know, that kind of blower. I want the sound that goes with it.
Right. Okay, let's see here. I guess we should probably move on to the significant other's car so we're not talking
about. Yeah.
Hi, Jess. So I got a picture of your car, like, on the day. The first pics I'm showing here is the day of when you picked up your car and how it looks now of the tail end.
Oh, the before and after?
Yep. So
yeah, she's changed a lot.
Definitely. It's like, so how long have you had the car for, since day one?
I got it in 2016 or 17?
17.
Yeah, November of 17. So I've had it for quite a few years now.
It only had like 11,000 miles on it when we bought it.
Yeah, had one previous owner, 11,000 miles. I actually woke Ben up in the middle of the night because I had found an ad for the car on Craigslist, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I woke him up at 3:00 in the morning. I was like, I gotta go see this car. And he's like, oh, don't get your hopes up. It's probably got a
rebuilt title.
Yeah. So we went down and test drove it. I fell in love with it immediately. My previous car was a V6 that I was trading in for it. But I also had a Terminator and a 96. So I was dying to finally get into a Coyote. And I fell in love with it. And we sat down with the gentleman at the dealer. And he told us like $29,995 out the door. And I was like, what? like, where are the papers? Let me sign them right now. Well, and Ben was like, wait a second, that's not right. And I was like, hey, be quiet. Let me just sign the papers.
Well, what had happened was that they took it in as a trade, and they only ran the VIN number
as a premium
from Ford as a premium GT.
Yeah.
So whoever traded in got ripped off and only got money for a GT, and it was missing the supplement sticker, which brought the price from, like, a $34,000 new to $52,000. So we basically got a $52,000 car for the price
29.
Of for 29 because they had no idea what they had.
It was insane.
We think the salesman got fired because he placed the ad himself on. It wasn't even the dealer. He placed his ad himself on Craigslist, and so we were trading her V6 car, which was actually in the body shop getting a little fender bender on her bumper. So he said, we want to trade this car, but we can't do it today because it's at her grandmother's house in Naples, which was, you know, whatever. And so we did all the, they gave us a number on it, sight unseen. We did all the contracts, signed all the papers. I came back about 4 or 5 days later with the car to give it to them. And then they were looking, and then there was, I see arms waving and all this stuff going on. Like, I guess they realized they made not the best deal for themselves. But everything was signed and everything was done, and there was nothing they could do. And we're the happy owner of a nice Roush.
Yeah, you got to love that when that happens. Yeah, it's like I've had a long love affair with the Roushes. Back in the day when there used to be message board forums, I had a good friend of mine out here on the West Coast who started up a user enthusiast Roush mission board. And he ran it, and we used to have a lot of put on a lot of events. Like one year, the group found out that I was going to SEMA, and they asked me, "Hey, can you get us in?" And because at that particular year, Jack Roush was giving the morning award breakfast banquet speech, and so all of the members wanted to go there and attend to see it. And I said, "I'll see what I can do." Got the group, and then my friend who was the message board founder was also good friends with Jack. So did a whole group picture, all that fun stuff. So, yeah, we've always been like an unofficial, I guess, Roush message board for them before they started it, all that fun stuff. So, yeah,
nice.
We got to hear all sorts of neat stuff, from Roush. And it's like I'm not sure if you've ever seen, like, the Roush toolkits in the trunks. And
that's an option.
Right.
Yeah,
well, if you look
in
the...
I didn't have it, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, if you ever looked at one or seen one, they include, like, a challenge coin. And before he even started doing that, he hands, my buddy one of the challenge coins for all of his support for him. So it was a kind of cool thing that he got. But, yeah, it's amazing that,
cool.
With all the stuff that he does, and his near-death misses that he's still around with us. Let's see. Oh, yeah, there's found one picture in here you got to tell me about. Don't know if it's an old picture or not, but you have one other child in your family?
Oh, yeah, we do. but he's talking about the truck.
Yep.
The truck?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay, yeah.
when Ken, actually from Palm Beach Dino, convinced me to go the bottom mount route with my turbos, living in South Florida, we tend to get a lot of rain and flooding, and I just didn't want to have the trouble and the stress of daily driving my car anymore. So, actually, I was at work looking for, on some downtime, looking for another vehicle. I had found actually a 2020 GT500 that I wanted to get, but Ben was telling me I was being highly impractical.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, what else can I get that's super cool that I can daily drive that Ben won't get mad at me for if I go by right now? I was like, I'm going to get me a Coyote truck. So I started looking around, and there was only one red one in the whole United States that was a single cab short bed Coyote in red. And it was in Texas.
4x4, yeah.
Yeah. So we gave the guy a call, pretty much bought it sight unseen. It was at a Ford dealer in Texas, used with like 20,000 miles on it. one owner. Again, got lucky with that. So it was about 2 days later, after we kind of virtually signed paperwork on the phone, that we flew up there, made a trip out of it, and drove the truck back home.
Yeah.
So now that, I mean, within a week, that thing was dropped with Belgians on it and tuned by Ken at PBD.
Cat delete, full lightning style exhaust.
Yeah.
E85 tune.
I think that might have been the fastest I've ever modded a car. We had it for like a week.
Well, we had all these parts. We bought parts. While I'm driving from Texas, you were on Amazon and every other Lethal and everybody buying. We had like a whole bunch of packages waiting for got back. And we literally get back from the trip and she's already out in the garage bolting the new grill on and everything else and taking off the badges. And yeah, that thing was like modded in like 24
that thing
hours.
Is fun. It's pretty fast. Yeah. I really enjoy daily driving.
Well, let's just say a 392 Challenger Charger can't outrun it, which is pretty fun.
Well, everything you've done to it, I like it.
Right?
Everything you've done on that truck is like, yeah, I like it. Definitely approved. It's like, if I had the opportunity to get a new F-150, yeah, I think I'd be doing those same mods that you did.
Thank you.
And don't be surprised if you see another bright red Whipple sitting under there soon. So,
there's little things here and there we want to do. Change out the headlights, the taillights, throw a Whipple on it. You know, like, but there's too many project cars at once, so we're trying to finish ours before
and get the shop open.
Definitely. Let's go back to your original baby. I guess I'm looking at an interior shot of your car. I guess it's from the driver's side door looking in, and I'm like going, very nice shot. Now, did they come with the car? The Recaro seats come with the car, or were they added on afterwards?
They came with the car. It was an upgradable option, so I'm glad the previous owner selected that.
Yeah, I'm like going, yeah, that's definitely, I'm like going, okay. It's like, that's the thing. I knew it was an option, but I thought that the Recaros, if you order the option from Ford, I didn't think that they provided the Recaro stitching in the headrest, so that made me think that was aftermarket. You know, but
yeah, it seemed like that.
Actually, the factory Recaros say Recaro on them, but if you buy them from Ford aftermarket, they say Ford Racing on them. I'm sorry, Ford Performance.
Okay, so that's where I'm losing all my mind. Okay, cool. So basically, on yours, you had the Hellion turbos, the twin turbos underneath, Lethal.
Yep.
Fuel system with V85, and I'm trying to find one shot of the car. Let me, okay, we're there. Let's see if I, here we go, this is what I want to show. Here we go. You also added a turbo smart gauge to your center console vent assembly, I guess. And has that?
Yeah, we eliminated the center vent and just added the eBoost 2 controller.
Okay, and are you liking that? Is it living up to its?
Oh my god! Is that even a question? That thing is, it's awesome because I can just turn on the car and cruise around town. You know, I have four settings right now, four modes on the car. For power levels, and it's just at the touch of a button that can be at 700 to the wheels or 900 to the wheels. So it's really, really fun to just be able to have that at your hands. You can just change it whenever you want.
Okay. So is it like instantaneously, or does it take time to load up, or is it,
No, I'll post a video for you later if you like on my Instagram, but, it's literally, you just touch the button and that's it.
You can do it on the fly while
you're in boost. Yeah, that is that too. If you're running somebody and you're in setting one or two in the middle of your run, you can just tap the button up to three or four, and that's it. It's It adjusts itself.
Yeah. You can take off from a light in first gear and keep it at the lower setting, get the car hooked up, and then literally just increase the boost while you're on it. It's amazing.
It's a very nice setup. I'm happy with it.
Cool.
Actually, and she blew away an STI, by the way.
Cool. So as we mentioned earlier, I guess you just got a new Steeda K member?
Yes, for my birthday.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it hanging on a powder coating rack right now.
Yeah, Steeda doesn't really like to paint their stuff red due to a competitor's colors, but they did it for me, knowing they always take really good care of us, and they knew I love red and that it would look really good under the car, so they did mine in red for me. So I'm really excited to get that on the car. It should be on probably in the next 2-3 weeks.
And yeah, and then I had to copy her and do the same. So.
So you're gonna go with red also, or are you gonna go with?
Yeah, I did it with red, by Whipple's red and all that. So just kind of keep that theme.
Okay.
They were making mine red as a surprise for me for my birthday.
Yeah.
But I was kind of like, no, don't add any more weight to it.
Yeah, but it has to be painted. It's going to corrode. Yeah.
They're like, it's not even going to add anything more than like an ounce.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't wait.
Okay. Let's go. Let me pull up your list here. And let's see. I think we talked about, we got Lethal or United Performance has done a lot of work. You got Steeda Autosports for your suspension. And obviously, parts also, obviously, Team Lethal, Hellion Turbo,
Turbonetics,
thank you. Turbo Smarts, Divx Performance. And
who is that?
I think Divx Performance.
Division X, right?
Division X.
That's part of the Lethal Fuel System.
Okay. Yeah, they make really nice fuel rails and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Let's see who else we got. MGW Shifter. Boundary Pumps.
Yeah, we both have Boundary OPGs and crank sprocket in our build.
Okay.
Everything else inside the motors are stock.
Okay. Let's see. Then we got McLeod Racing. So that's their clutch. Injector Dynamics and Drive Shaft Shop. So aluminum drive shaft or all steel drive shaft?
No, I actually have the stock drive shaft, and I have from DSS the 2,000 horsepower rated half shafts.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. They make half shafts as well.
Cool. Definitely.
I didn't want to be caught with my R888Rs at a drag strip and then hook so well that I break my axle. So I just went ahead and upgraded it.
Okay. Let's see. You want to talk? You said Palm Beach. Palm Beach Dino does Palm your Beach tuning. The tuner was Ken, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like also from I saw in your Instagram feeds, he's like, a little bit of a jack of all trades too, because I guess there was a shot of him doing some photography work, I guess, on one of your...
Yeah, he's big on that. He was actually like a videographer before he got into tuning.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pulling up a picture of him. I guess this blue GT500 is his?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty famous car right now.
Okay.
Definitely in the top 10 fastest in the country.
Actually, if you follow their YouTube as well, the Palm Beach Dino YouTube, you can see the whole development of the car. And he does a lot of research and development on new parts that are being put out for the GT500. And actually, he's involved in developing parts for that car. And he's got... and hundreds of hours of research and development and tuning that thing. So if you guys are interested in seeing that, just head on over to his page, Palm Beach Dino.
Yeah, well, if you ever want to do your own log thing like you're doing for us with him, we can definitely make that introduction.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely am always looking for new guests to come on and, you know, for me to promote. That's like because of all the lockdown and stuff. It used to be I'd be able to go out to events and, you know, find content to be able to talk about, but yeah. I'm not sure how it is on you guys, but I got a governor who wants to keep me locked up in my house, so go figure there.
Yeah, that's a whole nother, that could be a whole nother segment.
Yeah, tell me about it. Different...
But Ken was actually out in your neck of the woods not too long ago. Kenny Bell is one of the people that he works with, and they did an install on a new GD500, and he was helping get that thing all sorted out.
Yeah, definitely. I've and like I said, past shop lives, if you want to call it that, I've had dealings with pretty much all of the guys: Kenny Bell, Whipple, Vortec, Paxton. Not VMP though. So, oh well. Like after I left, my connections, but. Yeah, you get to know everybody on a first name basis when you're ordering parts from the various vendors.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's great. It's really small world in this community.
Exactly. And that's what I kind of love about it. It's like, you know, definitely have fun. Yeah, I found a great shot of here at Ken, I guess, with a laptop in his lap, and in your car tuning, I guess, Jess. So that's a good shot.
Yeah, he's a genius.
Yeah. Since we are bringing up about YouTube channels, I'm pulling up your guys' YouTube channel, and you guys are known on YouTube as the Coyote Couple.
Yeah.
We only have like 12 followers.
Yeah, no, we got more than that. At least 13. But our first couple of ones are a little bit embarrassing. We kind of learned as we went along, but there's some fun ones in there, especially probably the biggest one was when Jess went, when her car was just full bolt on and she went roll racing. I forget what episode that was, but she just beat up on guys the whole night, one after the other. And that one was pretty popular. And plus it was, everyone's always talking about which intake is best. And she basically raced every combination there was. And, you know, we're big fans of the GT350 intake. So it was great. I don't know. I don't care what dynos say, you know, it's how these things perform. And that was a great example of that package.
Yeah, definitely. Well, if, you want to try some experimenting. I know I've been doing it, but YouTube is experimenting with, like, I guess, trying to follow what Instagram has been doing with vertical short content. So if you basically, if you want to try to build up a following base, at least I got a friend of mine who's been documenting it, doing it for about 3 months, and he's been getting subscriber growth through the roof with his short content. Basically, under a minute type content. So I guess YouTube is,
wow,
they're experimenting with between 15 seconds to 1 minute clips. Right now they're doing it testing it in India, but he kind of got wind of it and he started doing it. And it's like a page that, you know, that he's been uploading the small content. He's like at 7,900 subscribers right now and with like 5 million views.
Yeah.
So
that's good to know. Cause I mean, the biggest thing why we didn't, I don't want to say not stick with this. I mean, we got very excited in the beginning, but I mean, then we saw how much planning, how much editing it was. And, you know, we both have full-time careers.
Right.
And it just, you know, it was just very difficult. Plus, they want you to have a certain amount of minutes to get the commercials, and there's no cursing and all this stuff. So that's kind of great to hear about that there's a trend for the short stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And I can email you the Google article, how to help article link. I'll text it to you after the show, and you guys can read up on it. But
we'd love to. Yeah. Thank you, Mario.
Yeah, that definitely, you know. I've been doing this now for a while now, and I have friends who are have way higher numbers than me, and obviously they're doing something right. So it's like, okay, yeah. What am I doing wrong?
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is. Let's see. I'm not sure if this is you guys or somebody or a friend of yours. I came up or I found the link. Broke Axle Designs.
Yeah, that's a e-commerce site that I own. We have some Mustang Design t-shirts and so forth. Just kind of getting that going right now.
Okay. So definitely that'll be in the link description, obviously. You got that pulling up for everyone to check out. And
yeah, I was, you know, I established it during COVID and was pushing it a lot during then since there was so much home time when we were under quarantine and all that.
Right.
And it was getting traction. I've got a lot to learn about e-commerce marketing, but I just hired a specialist literally yesterday who's going to get it, you know, more into Google Shop and all that stuff. So hopefully this this second round of kind of doing it right and spending my money the right way, we'll start to see some good traction. But all our local group, they all love the designs. And most of all my customers were our own people in South Florida that are in our, you know, in our group and so forth.
Well, that's like, you hit like the nail on the head right there. That's the best way to do it. Because, yeah, I tried my bit doing the merch stuff for the channel, but obviously my taste and my artistic abilities aren't as good as other people. So,
yeah, not everyone sees things the way that you think they're going to see them. You know, and that's very humbling sometimes.
Yeah,
we, you know, we figured out what the popular designs were, so I know what to push. You know, there's one that, like, everyone talks about, you know, taking you to Gapplebee's when they're talking about racing. Mm-hmm. So I did a Gapplebee's one. Jess came, actually, she came up with that one. And then Gapparoni's Pizza. And we have another one, Got Gap Insurance.
Yep.
That's kind of style, a progressive thing that says 1-800-COYOTE on it.
Yeah.
And we got other one, Gigs Only, and I don't know, there's a couple of really fun designs in there.
Yeah, definitely. It's like when the next AdSense check shows up, I think I'll be ordering some of your shirts.
That would be great.
Yeah. Let's see. Got United Performance. I got their YouTube channel up, giving them a shout-out. You know, for
in yeah, their absolutely. Broadcast. That's the Sean Harmon and his lead mechanic, Royce. Great people. They've been a great supporters of the site. And they really, really wanted our business. And they treated us very well. And been very good, very consistent.
Definitely. It's like, you know, that's the whole thing. It's like, you know, if you have a shop or a business that is treating you right, it's, you know, you should definitely talk them up because you've been in business. I've been in business. It's like you always hear 10 times more negative than you do the positives, you know?
Yeah. And it was very hard for us because running the Mustang group, we have about 5 or 6 shops that we, you know, we kind of approve and promote.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all good people. And it was very hard to choose somebody when you're friends with all of them.
Right.
And, you know, and we start off with United. They did the suspension on the truck. They did the drop kit. And then they just really made us an offer we couldn't refuse on the two other builds. So, you know, we're very appreciative of that.
Definitely. And let's see. I got Team Lethal. I got their Instagram page up right now, you know, showing their stuff.
Yep. And Eagle's been great. You know, they're in our backyard. They're also big supporters. You know, our club, we do an annual event called the Patriot Run, which just passed less than a month ago. Been doing that for 17 years in honor of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it really first evolved. And it's a big Mustang cruise that goes into the Florida Keys. We have like 30 police motorcycles escorting us. We raise money for a foundation called Live to Tell. And all of these shops I mentioned, you know, they all donate Lethal, and everybody donates really great raffle prizes, and that's how we raise our money for this foundation. So we're a lot of good supporters.
Yeah, and that's definitely good when you're looking for, you know, Well, between the time and event, that's good that companies, even though I'm assuming they're being affected by everything that was going on, and them to still be able to, you know, make donations is definitely a plus side, you know.
Yeah, they've all been great partners. Steve has been the title sponsor for like 17 years. And believe it or not, despite from everyone we're seeing, despite COVID and all that, they've all been doing really, really well. I guess, you know, between stimulus, when people were stuck home, they, you know, had time to do things and all that. And at least in South Florida, we've seen that everybody's been doing really well.
Yeah. Definitely on that, and that's the thing. Is like without, I'm here in California, and you know, we all thought that, okay, it's gonna be great. We're gonna, you know, start turning it around, and then they throw this onto us where, you know, here in my county alone, if I leave my county in a 150-mile radius, I have to quarantine myself for 14 days.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then you start seeing all this stuff, but it gets too depressing, and I wanted this to be uplifting.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, God bless you.
Yeah. So I got pulled up your Instagram page up for the new business shop, so got that going on, and definitely I love what you're doing with your car. So how soon until you're going to be officially opened? About another 2 months?
The build-out will be completed the end of January. So February is going to be the realistic kind of grand opening. The garage portion will be done a little bit sooner, but depending how much the build-out of the showroom interferes with that is whether we can start taking work in January. We already have a lot of people lined up that want to do things. So that part's pretty exciting.
Well, for rap, I'm not sure. It's like it's been a few years for me since on rap helping like our, you know, clear bra, clear car coating when back the day when I was wrenching. Were you anticipating needing a car lift for doing wraps or?
Yeah.
So you are.
Yeah, we'll be having probably a scissor lift to start and maybe add something different later.
Gotcha. Yeah, I can definitely remember like the gentleman who I had a big relation with, he would definitely would call me when he was wrapping, and he'd say, can you get it racked up for me? I go, sure, rack the car up for him. How do you operate it? I go, okay, how far up you want to go, you know, up and down, all that fun stuff. You know,
but
well, it's just, you know, getting in some of those tight spots to make sure everything, it's like, the one thing I liked about him was he didn't use like the, like there are some wrap companies out there who would use the pre-printed cut or pre-laser cut, you know, kits. He did everything freehand.
Right.
And,
right.
And it just blew me away. Like some of the stuff that he was able to do with what he was able to do. And I'm like, you know, it's like,
well, yeah, my car was definitely a great learning experience. Jeff did a nice portion of it together with the other guys with Mike's team, and definitely. And camo is not an easy wrap because you have to try to match the patterns as much as you can, and it was definitely a great learning experience.
Now, I was curious about the wrap. Now, was it printed in camo, or did you actually layer all the different colors? Or
there's two ways of doing that. One is like you were talking about where they actually layer. Mm-hmm. This one is it's a brand Avery Dennison, which is one of the top vinyls you can buy, and it comes just in one big roll, and but it's a, you know, we really like the satin finish on it, and so yeah, it was just literally one big roll cut out, you know, in different panels for the vehicle.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. It's like you know, it's like I was impressed like how they do it, and I guess like one of the issues, maybe you didn't run into it, but back in the day it was like the manufacturers of the vinyls, I guess, didn't make them wide enough on some instances where, like, being able on certain cars, doing a hood would be difficult or something along those lines. But I guess it's come a long way since.
Yeah, the hardest part is the bumpers. That's the most challenging because you have so many different angles and little pieces and getting all the match up and all that. That car was done in, was it 3 or 4 days? Mm-hmm. It was 3 days, basically from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., 3 days in a row, because it was a rush to get it ready for this event we had coming up for the Patriot Run. So, they kicked out there. It came out real nice.
Cool. Okay. I think that pretty much wraps up everything I could think of. If there's anything else you would like to promote that we maybe didn't cover?
No, just for anybody that listens that's in South Florida, we'd love you to join our group, Stanks of South Florida on Facebook. It has some Instagram presence, but we gotta increase that. So, most related to Facebook, we do a lot of events and fun stuff together. And then hopefully we'll get our channel going again, especially now with the shop opening up. We're really looking forward to this being like almost like a mini, Pit My Ride. I mean, Jess and I have built several cars with, this is my 14th or 15th Mustang. We both have a knack for, and I think an eye for style, and we really look forward to helping people, maybe help along with the vision for their car and, just little tricks to make it stand out. That's what we're probably most excited about. And possibly leaving careers that we've been a part of and been very passionate about for a long time in order to make this happen. So it's exciting.
I wish you guys both the best of luck on that aspect, because I know those fears that you're talking about, I've been there, have lived them, went through them, and it sounds like you got...
Well, can't win.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. Cool. I think that's about it.
Okay.
Let's see here. Check my little checklist here. Do you want to tell people where they could find you if they're listening now, if they don't want to bother clicking on the show notes?
It already has an Instagram and a Facebook page, which is Tint House Customs.
Okay.
So that's probably this way right now.
Okay.
Or actually, you can contact me personally at Deadpool Roush.
Okay. Because
that's where I'm most active for right now until we get started. If you have any questions or concerns or want to get your stuff done with us.
Yeah, and my personal Instagram, I just changed the name actually to Camo Shadow 402.
Okay, I'm showing them right now.
I'm sorry, 420.
Yeah. Yeah, showing above your Camo 420 page. I got Jess's page now showing up. So if anybody's watching this on YouTube, they'll visually be able to see it. But like I said, when it also goes on to Spotify, I'll have all your links in the show notes, so they'll be able to find you there, as well as Tint House Customs. So, cool.
Awesome. So is that where do we find your other pieces you've done?
Pretty much you could probably find me, my YouTube channel, just Gear Vlogs on YouTube.
Okay.
And obviously you see me on Instagram.
Right.
And then if you go to actually gearvlogs.com, you can go to my official website and you can see where I haven't updated my latest videos yet, but I'll be uploading, I got a series. I've been pulling up, building up videos and interviews. So I got some interviews with, Autometer, Magnuson Superchargers, working with, trying to get Chevy Performance and, Ford Motor Company to, schedule interviews with them. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I'll have, a series of videos, interviews with them and what they have coming out and all that fun stuff. So good things for everyone,
cool.
To find. So,
nice. Yeah. Well, we'll be sure to get on to YouTube and do some catching up on your stuff.
Definitely appreciate that. Okay, everyone.
We appreciate you.
Be sure to give these folks a check out their socials, check out their channels, give them a follow, give them a like, share their content out, because I sure do. And Till next time, folks. See ya.